Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Allegations against Iran and Russia.
We will not tolerate foreign interference in our election.
Political showdown.
The second and final presidential debate.
Inside a COVID ICU.
These patients, that's what I'm fighting for.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 12 days till Election Day, and federal authorities have pointed fingers of blame at Iran and Russia, claiming election interference. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
The director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says both Iran and Russia obtained voter registration information thought to include party affiliations and home addresses. But he singled out Iran for taking the next step.
We have already seen Iran sending spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest, and damage President Trump.
The officials familiar with the matter say they were sent to registered voters in multiple battleground states. They were designed to appear to be sent from the far-right Proud Boys group, warning voters, we will come after you if they didn't vote for Trump. CBS News election law expert David Becker.
This is overwhelmingly designed to diminish voter confidence, to get us to doubt our own systems.
CBS's Paula Reed has the latest on the campaign trail heading into the final push.
That pandemic is rounding the corner.
President Trump downplayed the threat of COVID-19 to thousands of supporters packed together in North Carolina last night.
I could go on all night about the things we've done.
Mr. Trump's predecessor offered a blistering attack on the COVID response.
This idea that somehow this White House has done anything but completely screw this up is just not true.
Former President Barack Obama pulled no punches and tore into President Trump for reportedly having a secret Chinese bank account.
Can you imagine if I had a secret Chinese bank account? You think Fox News might have been a little concerned about that?
As we hear from CBS's Natalie Brand, the second and final presidential debate is tonight in Nashville.
Many voters say their minds are made up, but still want to see a debate that's focused on the issues
rather than the personal attacks.
President Trump says he may interrupt Biden less and hopes he trips himself up, and is also expected to bring up Hunter Biden's work overseas.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell asked Joe Biden about his position on packing the Supreme Court, adding justices beyond the current nine.
They'll put together a national commission of constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservative, and I will ask them to, over 180 days, come back to me with recommendations as to how to reform the court system.
In the 60 Minutes interview that Mr. Trump cut short, Leslie Stahl asked him about second-term priorities.
We created the greatest economy in the history of our country, and the other side
you
was coming
that.
In.
You know that's not true.
It is totally true.
No.
Virtually every number was the best. We had the best economy ever. Things were coming together.
Well, I asked you, what's the priority? I mean, those are all the good things.
The
what do you have to
priority now is to get back to normal.
The CDC has redefined close contact with someone who has COVID-19. For months, it was defined as spending 15 minutes within 6 feet of an infected person. Now, it's a total of 15 minutes or more, shorter but repeated contacts over a 24-hour period. Correspondent Adriana Diaz is on the front lines at hospitals in Wisconsin.
There are five COVID units at Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee. This ICU is for the most critical. Nurse Ashley Bonus has been here since the start.
You look great.
Treating patients like 73-year-old attorney Sue Pappas.
I wish people would take this serious.
Are you worried about yourself?
getting this?
I'm a type 1 diabetic. I am also 17 weeks pregnant.
And you're still choosing to come here and work in the COVID unit every day?
Yeah. It was a hard decision to make.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee say they'll boycott today's confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Legal scholar Lori Levinson says it won't stop the process.
The Democrats' decision to boycott the Senate panel is frankly just a symbolic move. There is really no way for the Democrats, who only have 10 votes on the committee, to stop the Republicans, who have 12.
In a 5-3 ruling, the High Court put on hold a lower court order that would have permitted curbside voting in Alabama next month. It's not clear how many counties in the state would have offered it. Now to Colorado, there have been new evacuations ordered in several towns in the northern part of the state as a wildfire spreads out of control, burning about 6,000 acres an hour. Hundreds of homes are threatened. At least 10 bodies have now been found in an unmarked mass grave in Tulsa. The discovery made by crews searching for the remains of victims from the 1921 race massacre that killed 300 black residents. Paul Gardullo at the National Museum of African American History and Culture says anything that's found will help tell the story.
It can now be both an emblem of pain, but also a symbol of resilience and a conduit from the past to the present.
A sheriff's sergeant investigating the case of the missing hiker who was found Sunday in Utah's Zion National Park after 12 days says parts of her story don't add up. Daryl Cashin says there's too much bacteria in a river near where Holly Courtier was found for her to have consumed it safely, and she had no head injury, as her family claims. Well, in Game 2 of the World Series, the Rays beat the Dodgers 6-4.
Tampa Bay took control early.
Back at the wall, it is gone.
The call on Fox, Brandon Lau, who had been having a horrible postseason at the plate, hit a solo home run. That put Tampa Bay on top 1-0, but Lau wasn't finished. In the fifth, he really ended his slump with another home run, this one a two-run blast, to give Tampa Bay a 5-0 lead. And what a greeting he received from his teammates.
Just pure joy going into that dugout after hitting that home run. I mean, everybody's happy. Everyone's jumping up and down.
The series is now even at one game apiece. Game 3 is tomorrow. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Arlington, Texas.
An American and two Russians are back on Earth after more than 6 months on the space station.
Touchdown came late Wednesday night here in the U.S., early morning in Kazakhstan.
After 196 days in space, 3,136 orbits, and 83 million miles, Chris Cassidy, Anatoly Ivanishin, and Ivan Bogner are home.
Cassidy's landing marks the beginning of the end of an era. He will be one of the last Americans to come home aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft, with Americans now launching and returning on the SpaceX Crew Dragon, and if all goes as planned next year, Boeing's Starliner. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The amazing Randy has died. Magician and skeptic James Randy was 92. In 1972, he helped Johnny Carson thwart Uri Geller, who claimed to bend spoons with his mind. The Tonight Show appearance left Geller unable to do anything. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.